Thank you, Madam Chair, and congratulations to your re-election. We're looking forward to you steering the ship as well as you always do. Thank you. My delegation would like to thank, firstly, all the members of the council who last Friday supported the resolution L28REV1, From Rhetoric to Reality, a Global Call Against Racism, Racial Discrimination, Xenophobia and Related Intolerance. As you know, a number of events over the recent past and present have sadly demonstrated the scourge of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance, including the new forms and manifestations thereof, which persists in all parts of the world, and countless human beings continue to be dehumanized on a daily basis. In spite of this, it is discouraging to note efforts by a handful of a powerful minority in the council to negate and undermine the extraordinary efforts made to fight this scourge under the auspices of the DDPA. Their arguments have no basis at all in the text of the DDPA, adopted by consensus at the World Conference of Racism in Durban in 2001, but on events that occurred at an NGO conference held in the same city at the same time. Madam Chair, we also heard on Friday afternoon, during the adoptions of this resolution, it is astonishing and presents the latest setback in the fight against racism. Words spoken by permanent representatives, one of them stating that no reparations or acknowledgement of slavery or colonialism needs to be made because at the time it was not against international law. Another doubting why we are talking about Africans and people of African descent because do not understand why certain people should be lifted out about others. These are the vestiges of systemic racism that we still face today. And South Africa would like to appeal to the conscience of those states who oppose and abstained in that resolution and called upon them in future to refrain from sacrificing the fundamental fight for human dignity of victims of racism at the altar of political expediency. This unwarranted assault on a legitimate UN document that has enhanced the global efforts for combating and preventing racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance over the past 25 years should come to an end. Otherwise, those who opposed or showed indifference to this resolution at the time risk being viewed as denialists and accomplices to the perpetual of racism. South Africa shall not be deterred by this and at the time invited all to actively participate in the working group on DDPA, as well as on the other Durban follow-up mechanism, which, as we know, starts today, so that we can recommit and accelerate actions for racial discrimination, for racial equality, and to address the disparities and inequalities in human development due to racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Madam Chair, we look forward to increased constructive engagement with all states and trust that they will demonstrate more sincerely in this being part of the fight against the scourge against racism. We owe this to the proud memory of the global icon and South African former President Nelson Mandela, who in 1990 addressed the United Nations to remind us that we hold it as an inviolable principle that racism must be opposed by all means that humans has to its disposal. And the DDPA is one such extraordinary means. Madam Chair, your draft document, which was presented to us as a basis for discussion for a political declaration on people of African descent, is a further document that we can use for. These comments that I have mentioned by some permanent representatives doubting why there is even such a need for us to uplift and deal with the atrocities and the suffering of Africans and people of African descent globally. Surely is the cause that we should actually participate in this document. If there are still states that doubt that racism exists. Thank you.